Jay Inslee, it's late July. He's already scrambling to try and save the Climate Commitment Act, otherwise known as the invisible gas tax of 43 cents a gallon, a tax that he said would never happen. And if it did, it would just be pennies. But it turned out to be over 40 cents a gallon. Numerous polls show that Initiative 2117 that will repeal Jay Inslee's signature environmental agenda item, the Climate Commitment Act, is losing, or rather the initiative to repeal it is winning by a 2-to-1 margin or more. So yesterday, Governor Inslee rolled out a $200 tax credit for low-income households if the Climate Commitment Act is upheld and people vote against Initiative 2117. Here's part of Como 4's coverage.
Governor Jay Inslee just announced a new program that offers Washingtonians a $200 electric bill credit. However, it's tied to an initiative on the ballot this fall that threatens the program. Initiative 2117 would repeal the Climate Commitment Act. And although there is broad support to fight the initiative, recent polling shows that some voters are growing tired of high gas prices because of the Climate Commitment Act. The initiative sponsor, Brian Haywood, and his organization, Let's Go Washington, responded to the program to say Inslee is, quote, using rebates to bribe people.
Are you trying to bribe voters with this?
No, they're trying to take away $200 from these families. Who wants to take away $200 credit from a family to help them with their costs of these low-income folks? That's reprehensible. You know what else? It's weird.
They go with the weird stuff again.
Jay just wants to do what the other national Democrats get to do, right?
Get to use the word weird this week. It's in their vocabulary for the week.
That is some weird, wild stuff.
All right, let's go to Brian Haywood, who I know well and I can guarantee you is not weird. He joins us on the John Carlson Show. Brian Haywood, is the governor basically trying to bribe the voters of Washington?
I don't think there's any other way to look at it than that he's, and it's worse. It's the government. He's bribing them with their own money. That's the real irony here. Here, let me take $1,000 from you every year now forever, at least, and I'm going to give you $200 back once. But if you claim that that's bad, that I'm giving this bribe back to people, you're weird.
Yes, I think that sums it up pretty well. I'll tell you, I don't think Jay Inslee's weird. I do think he's desperate.
It's weird.
I think he's desperate. I think that I've never seen anything like this, by the way. A governor basically offering to give lower income households a portion of the money that they are being taxed, that is being taken out of their wallet via the Climate Commitment Act, a carbon tax on gasoline. We'll give you part of that money back if you vote against the initiative. That takes some chutzpah. You're assuming...
Well, and
go ahead.
There's probably a big chance. I think he's getting especially desperate because he's already failed at running for president once. He and Kamala were the least favorite of all the candidates on there. And I suspect he's hoping that if he can push this thing through, he might be considered as a vice presidential candidate. I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Or that he would get a post like Department of Energy or Environmental Protection Agency or Department of the Interior. Or, yep. You know, climate czar, or he would get, you know, a high-ranking position in a Harris administration. One more reason to vote for the other ticket, in my opinion. But I want to stay focused on the initiative, because one of the things that I would differ with the Como report, which was actually very good, very even-handed, but they talked about the widespread support for the Climate Commitment Act. There, I don't see widespread support. I see a few very deep pockets.
Yes. Well, that was interesting in the report. They focused on the page, 2.5 million from Steve and Cindy Ballmer.
Connie, yeah.
Bill Gates, mm-hmm. founder of, you know, lots of billionaires on that list, funding a tax on poor people.
Well, let me, you know, just to put it bluntly, and I have to admit, I say this kind of reluctantly because, I think Steve and Connie Ballmer are good people. They've done a lot for charity and everything, but they've given, and this is mostly, I think, Connie, $2.5 million to defeat one initiative. And I notice that the law that would be repealed has some exemptions in it for certain types of fuel. And one of the exemptions is for jet fuel. Well, Steve has a place up here in Bellevue. And he also, of course, has a place in L.A. where he owns the Los Angeles Clippers NBA basketball team. So he does a lot of jetting back and forth. So if the Climate Commitment Act remains in place, everyone who's listening to you and me right now, Brian, continues to pay 43 cents more in gasoline because of the Climate Commitment Act carbon tax on gas. But the jet fuel that takes Steve back and forth from Seattle to L.A., that's exempt.
Well, I'm told if a billionaire on the left spends it, it becomes holy. There's some sort of special thing that happens in the atmosphere. So,
well, I'll tell you, I think that this is a sign. I don't think it's going to work. I think it's audacious. I think it is unethical. And it should be titled exactly what you call it, and that is a political bribe.
As I listen to people too, I think you're exactly right on this. People are not stupid, and he's really, really making a big assumption that they are here. Nobody will be able to tell that you're bribing people with government with their own money that you took from them already.
Here is Mary Nam finishing her report here.
Washington's Department of Commerce says the one-time $200 credit applies to roughly 675,000 homes across the state.
Okay, so as you said, this about one quarter of the population would get a one-time tax rebate that represents part of what they are spending in inflated gasoline prices because of the Climate Commitment Act, which Jay Inslee initially denied that it would cost much of anything and said the price of gas, we've got this on tape, we've played it so many times, the price of gas might even go down.
Yes. So, and then it was, of course, it was the greedy gasoline companies. And suddenly you find British Petroleum is supporting the side, and gee, I wonder why that is. And I'm sure there's nothing, there was no gifts given in that way. Then he said, well, if it did go up, if you repeal it, it doesn't mean it's going to go down. So he's been.
Why would you believe him? Why would you believe him when he says the price might not go down, when he said that if you, when they passed the Climate Commitment Act, the price would not go up? So why would you believe Jay Inslee of all people? Just silly. By the way, tell me how the event went yesterday. Our listeners, if you hadn't heard, and it didn't get a lot of media attention because it was on the other side of the state in the Tri-Cities, a Shell station, was it in Kennewick, Brian?
In Richland.
In Richland, Tri-Cities, was offering, letting people pay the national average of gasoline, which was like a buck a gallon less than usual.
Yeah, about 350. Yeah, right around 350.
And I hear a lot of people needed gas for their cars yesterday in Richland.
Well, this Shell station had 12 pumps. I haven't been able to get a final count yet, but this station had 12 pumps that were steady full for the full 2 hours. We estimate probably around 350 cars went through.
And again, this was just to dramatize what the price of gas should be here in the state of Washington. It remains, I believe, the second highest gas prices in America. The two states with the highest gas prices are California and Washington. Those are the only two states with a Climate Commitment Act, if I'm not mistaken, Brian Haywood.
That's right. The other place that tends to compete with us is Hawaii, that has to have everything shipped over on a boat.
Yeah, Hawaii, I just kind of put in a different category for that very reason. You know, it's an island thousands of miles away. Hey, listen, while I have you here, I've got August 17th circled on my calendar.
That's a beautiful date. Everybody needs to mark it on their own calendar because we're going to do a Freedom Fest again. If you came last year, you know it's family friendly. We will have a band or two there. We'll have some political speaking, but mostly just people coming and exchanging information and having a good time and being with their family.
Well, and there might be a couple of very prominent guests who show up. There's going to be food trucks. So yeah, bring your appetite. Plenty of parking, plenty of facilities, family friendly. So a little play area with a bouncy house for the kids. There's going to be booths from various campaigns and organizations ringing the perimeter of the property. And we're not talking about, you know, 100, 200 people. We're aiming at 5,000.
Yeah, 5,000.
5,000 friends.
2,000 last year.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, we had about 2,000 last year. You and I were talking about this back then, that 5,000 was our target.
Yep.
This year.
Yep. So KVI listeners, put August, that's a Saturday, Saturday, August 17th on your calendar, and we're going to have a fun and festive celebration of freedom all afternoon. On August 17th, I am told that some bands are in the mix here as well. So
we're making reservations as we speak.
Nice. So we've got music, we've got food, we've got fun for the kids, we've got some patriotic speeches. I'm going to be on hand there all day, and we'll have more details forthcoming, Brian, right?
We will, and we'll have it on our website. We'll start getting the word out to everybody. But we'd encourage everybody out there to invite their friends and bring their friends.
Absolutely. It's going to be a great time, August 17th. Brian Haywood, thank you very much. Let's talk again soon.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. See you later, John.
You got it.